All right, are you happy or sad? Which way? Oh, I guess... Oh, you're happy! And you are?
Pomona Bullets.
I guess I'm happy. Oh, I'm always happy, bitch! I am Baroque Medusa. This is Top Shelf Hijinks, and we clink clinkin', bitches!
Good day, Pomona Bullets.
Good day, bestie. Happy fun day Sunday.
Happy fucking Olympics Sunday.
Yes. Are you watching the Olympics by chance?
Actually, I am. I didn't realize, I guess it's on the Peacock channel. My daughter has the app, so I'm watching the USA Germany game. Soccer, women's soccer, I should say. Sorry.
Shoot. I don't know if it's live because I thought I had to get an app to watch it. And then Dish was like, no, well, you could get the app, but here it is. So I was watching some basketball and I was like, oh, France and somebody else. And these guys are short. They're short.
I was really?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know, because I think our basketball team, does it consist of our players? Like,
yeah. Like, I guess from the NBA, if they're, I guess, born and raised in, I guess, America, because I know there's some basketball players that are NBA and they're playing for, I guess, whatever, I guess, country they're from.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah. So,
and I want to say, I talked to one of my friends and he said that, I want to say American basketball for men. I don't even know if the women are playing, but, the men, I think, is Wednesday is what he said. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm probably watching some reruns. I don't know, but
right. I'm assuming, oh, it does say live on my screen. I'm like, I don't even know if this is live, but it says live. So, okay. I guess that's.
Mine says recorded previously.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
I guess. I don't even know when it started. I have been a fan when I was a kid. I kind of just jumped off the bandwagon for many, many years, actually.
Same.
And I just wait for Yahoo to email me and say, this is the latest. I'm like, okay, Yahoo, I believe everything you say.
Right? Yeah, I thought the Olympics started maybe 2 weeks ago because I kept getting, or I keep seeing these things on Instagram and Twitter and just on my news feed. And I'm like, and then I see Snoop on, I think it was Friday, with the torch. And I'm like, oh, I guess it wasn't the Olympics 2 weeks ago.
So, like, did he run out with the torch? I heard it was him and Selma Hayek. Of course, you have.
I want to say
little...
yeah, and I want to say Martha Stewart. I don't know Martha Stewart. I saw Martha Stewart say Stewart. Excuse me, I can't say her freaking name. Martha Stewart. I don't know if she had the torch or if she was just there. Is from what she was being interviewed by somebody. So I don't know.
That's insane. I thought Martha. I don't know what the hell I was watching, but I saw Snoop. I guess he was like a commentator, or he was. Is he like the appointed commentator for the Olympics?
I don't know. I haven't the only stuff I've seen on him on social media was with him with the torch. I guess the lit torch. So,
man, you know,
clearly it wasn't a blunt.
Yeah, he probably made it. He's all lighting his blunt with the torch and right. Running out there.
That would be great.
That would be epic. I'd watch that.
Same. The Olympics I want to watch.
Yeah, let's go, Snoop. Let's go. That's insane. I don't understand. Everybody has been telling me they're just like, I can't believe there's going to be, you know, the breakdancing in Olympics.
That's the best part, at least for me and you.
I think so. I think that these little breakdancers, I can't wait to see what the other countries are bringing. I'm
Same.
Sure it's going to be legit.
I called Japan to be, I think we talked about this offline or whatever, but I want to say Japan. I call Japan, or I guess like South Korea, or like the K-pop.
Yeah.
I guess South Korea. They would probably excel in breakdancing, but I could be wrong.
You know, hey, with those little like high kicks and backflips and shit,
right.
Like, I don't know. They can do that one little crazy little handstand. And do the little helicopter with their legs. Like, shit.
You seen the movie White Chicks? Of course you have. Everybody has. You know how when they do the dance off, they need to do the break dancing like that. That would be great.
You know what would be great? If they reached out to us and said, Pomona Bullets, Medusa, you guys need to be the commentators. Yes, please.
Please.
Can we
that
please?
That would be great.
everybody would have a great time. You would want to watch with us because we're great commentators.
That's right. Yeah. And we could do the worm. We could reenact the worm. That's the only thing I could do.
Yeah. And I could do the cabbage patch and the running man.
There you go. Same. We just need to be in sync to do that. Instead of synchronized swimming, we could do the synchronized worm.
Shit, I love you. That is so funny. Yeah. Girl, I saw you with your breakfast this morning. Like, wow.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Sundays is to lay out in the sun.
I'm like, wow.
Have you been in your hot tub?
Speaking of the hot tub.
Oh,
I got a motherfucking leak again. Yeah, and it's just, sometimes I just think to myself, it's time for a new hot tub. And
so you said again. So where was the leak at? Or did they find where the leak was before?
The pool guy came, of course, because I call in reinforcements. I'm like, I don't know. I can't YouTube this shit. I don't know. I'm a single mom. Come on. Like, I can do a lot. But this is something that I choose to pay somebody else to do. And just totally. Like my yard. And so the guy comes over and he's like, you know what? Your hot tub, he's like, it's you know, about 15 years old. I'm like, oh. He's like, but it's working good. It's clean. Uh-huh. It's good. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, hey. And he told me it was like one of these rings. Like, it's like a big ring that connects a PVC pipe or some shit. I don't know. But he said that the water and the chemicals and it'll crack and whatever.
Oh.
He fixed it. And he said it'll be about a year. It'll be about a year. And you're going to have to call me back or get a new hot tub. And I said, okay. As long as the Band-Aid's on there, I don't
For now? Yeah.
So now I'm just kind of thinking, like, what the fuck?
It's what dripping. Do hot tubs run for now?
Have
you looked?
Yeah. And I think I can get a good one for about $8,000.
Oh, shit. They're that much?
Well, you're paying for them to remove the old shit.
Oh, okay. That's for everything.
Yeah, that's like
I thought it was just for the fucking hot tub, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I mean, I would love one of those nice hot tubs, but I don't use it that much because Oregon doesn't allow me to, the weather. And so I'm cool with just like the hot tub that I have. It's
okay. Well, then just do the little Band-Aid. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I'll just get another little one, like just something that doesn't make my electricity bill go sky high crazy, because I've been hearing from family and friends and Kelly that your electricity bills are freaking insane.
Of course they are. It's fucking SoCal Edison, the biggest scammers in the world. Do they update their infrastructure? Of course not.
Girl, I had a friend tell me, she's like, I don't have any kids. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. My bill was $500 this month. But I was like, $500? Girl.
Does she have a big house or?
Not so much. I mean, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Oh, that's not too bad.
She's in Rancho.
Oh, well, does she have the air on like continuously?
Probably. I don't fucking know. But then I have like my family. They're like, well, our bill is only $350. And I know my family is very conservative fans.
Right.
You know, whatever. Me, I'm like, shit. I keep my fucking thermostat at 67.
That's why I love you. That would be way too high in Cali if I kept it that low.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. You got this. That's some crazy ass shit. But I also have to endure motherfuckers that also have their AC at probably 67, 68, 69 degrees. And then we get power outages. It's like, boom, we just break all the.
Yeah, because the infrastructure is old.
Yeah, and it's just like, wow. Wow. But I don't really mind the heat. I just don't want to sleep like that.
Exactly. Sleeping is when I need to fucking have the air on.
Yeah. It's just like, please. And then when I have the fans on and stuff, I was like this morning when I woke up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sound like I have my nose plugged and I'm going to dive into a pool or something because it's just so horrible. horrible. But yeah, you guys are bad. What's your gas over there now?
Like I only go to Sam's now, and Sam's, I want to say, was $3.99, but like everywhere else is like $5 fucking dollars and higher. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad I go to Sam's.
Fuck. You guys still have Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do you guys have Sam's Club up there?
No. No. I have to drive like 25 minutes just to get to a Costco. And I refuse to do it.
I totally would understand that. And it's just you and your son, so.
Yeah.
Too bad yeah. Amazon can't deliver gas.
I know, right? Well, AAA can. Only right. a gallon, though. Only
yeah,
a gallon.
I was just going to say, only a gallon, not yeah. for your entire fucking tank, unfortunately.
Nope. They're just going to get you to the next gas station.
Mm-hmm.
I have experienced that.
First-hand knowledge.
Yeah, first-hand knowledge, guys. Yeah, first-hand knowledge. Shit.
What's up with the fairs over there? Because you said you're telling me earlier that there's a bunch of county fairs.
Yes. Okay, so in Southern Cali, you know how we have, well, at least for me, and I believe for you, it's just like LA County and Orange County. I don't yes. think we've gone to another, maybe there's San Diego County.
Yeah, but, there's like Del Mar, I want to say is where it's at.
Yeah, but I've never been. I don't know if you have, but
no.
For the most part, it's like if I'm going to the fair, if I want to get shot, I'm going to LA County. And if I want to have a good time, I'm probably going to go to Orange County Fair. And but it's like, oh, cute. There's sheep. Oh, and everything is like you can wear your kicks. You can look on fleek and you can just walk around.
Beer garden.
Yeah, beer garden. You go on the tilt-a-whirl or whatever.
Yes.
And now over here in Oregon, there's just so many fairs. So it's like Yam County, Lane County, Benton County, all these fucking counties. I'm like, I don't even know. I went to Polk County Fair and I'm like, oh, it's just a bunch of fucking horses and like it's legit a fair. They're trying to auction off cattle. I think it's what a fair is supposed to be for. Like, you auction off pigs and you and everybody is just like, look at my chicken and they get
look
awards.
At my cock.
Yeah, look at my cock. Look at my cock, it dances. I don't know. I'm serious. You have to like legit like ew. If you're bougie and city slacker or flicker, I'm just like, ew. And my son's just like, ah. And like, we're just kind of like, what kind of food? Their fair food is good. It's the same carnival food, but okay. It's just insane. It's insanely real because I guess I've been living in the Kelly box my whole life where okay. I'm just like, okay. So we go to the fair this was like years ago when we went to a fair. So this year, I have some coworkers, and they're inviting me to go tonight to the fair, which is probably about a 30, 35-minute drive from me. And it's a 90s concert night. So you know how LA Fair has concerts. We have the horse races. We have all
yes.
that. Yeah. And it's like bougie. I mean, you could have prime rib while you bet yes. on a horse or whatever. And the concerts are like, yeah, you get seats and you're in a stadium. No, I don't know. But I got invited to go to this 90s concert. You know who's going to be the lineup?
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Holler me bad. Girl.
Okay.
Holler me bad. I've always wanted to go to one of their concerts when I was younger. I don't know how, what beer bellies or what they're doing, just like Cisco.
I was just going to say, they're going to look all tired and sweaty on stage.
Girl, who even knows? I don't even know, but it's going to be Color Me Bad. It's going to be Naughty by Nature.
Whoa. No shit.
Yeah, well, and they're like, well, Tretch will be there.
Okay. Yeah, Tretch still looks good.
Yes. And girl, I don't know what happened to the other two, but I'm like, okay, I'm down with OPP. Let's go. Who else is going? And it's going to be,
Who else? Oh, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
And I was like,
this is the oddest combination of 90s, but okay.
Well, I mean, I guess these are the only people that need the money to come to Oregon. And
valid fucking point, Pomona Bullets. Valid fucking point.
I was like, this
maybe they're going to bet on some livestock after the fact. That's probably why they're there.
We were like, we need a whole hog this year.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, I can't wait to hear, I guess, the replay next week when you fill me in.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go because I'm such
okay. Well, if you do go.
I know. I'm such a, like, stick in the mud. Sometimes it's like, I have people that tell me, like, you need to get out. You need to go. And I don't know if they're just, like, worried that I'm going to fall into some, like, depression, like, mode or something. It's like, bro, I'm not. I'm just fucking tired of being tired. Can I not? Can a bitch right? not sleep until 10? Like,
right.
Can I not? I'm just tired. I do everything by myself, and I do belittle myself because I look at my house. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to do more. And I just feel like I should be, instead of vacuuming and doing like the surface cleaning, I'm like, I should probably move this furniture.
Nah, you're good. Your house is clean. I've been there.
Oh, no.
And you don't have the dog anymore, so.
Yeah, but why the fuck is dog hair still just
all over?
Yes.
It's a reminder.
I'm just like, holy shit. New carpet for Pomona Bullets. Right? Lowe's, let's go.
You should go with hardwood floors or, I guess, the laminate flooring so you don't have to do all the carpet shit.
Yeah, I probably should. I probably should, but then it's like, okay, we're going to be little swifter, sweeper monsters here.
No, that's what, your place is so big, that's when you get a Roomba and just fucking let the Roomba do the majority of it, and then I guess once a week, Swiffer, if you need to.
Does it really work, those little Roombas?
I don't know. I'm assuming it does.
It's going to be all filled up. By the time I come home, it's just going to be like bump, bump, bump into the wall.
Right?
Oh, so much dog hair. Like, I don't know. It's not so much, but I hate hair. I hate my own hair falling out or in my shower or whatnot. I bought a new fucking shower head, too.
Okay.
That didn't go well. Well,
okay. I'm like, I'm assuming there's a story behind that because you said that.
Girl. So I work at Lowe's and I buy this shower head. And it was like, what shower head should I get? I want to get something that's not so cheap where it's just gonna, the hard water just calcifies and does all that crap and it doesn't spray right. I don't know. There's all these shower heads that are like, well, there's oxidation in this and it does that and it doesn't rust and it doesn't this. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna spend about maybe no more than $100. I want a good one.
Okay.
I buy one. And it says it has a little waterfall feature. I was like, oh, that's so cute. A waterfall. Like, that's cute. And that's cute. And I'm going to get this one. So I get this shower head. It's like this 7-in-1, all this and that. Looks good. Everybody in the department said it is universal. Every shower head is universal. And they told me to buy that little tape that goes around. Like,
yes.
Okay, I get it. I bought that shit. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
I know.
I threw it in, and it works, but it keeps spraying out of where the shower head comes out of the wall. And I screwed
it. So it's not screwed on right then?
Well, I don't know. And then my pops is like, you can't screw it on too tight, because then it's going to crack that plastic shit, and then you're going to really have a problem. Like, oh, well, what do I do? Put more of that stupid fucking tape. YouTube is not helping. Like, I don't know. But you know what? Screw it. I screwed it on. It works, but it still kind of leaks just right from where you put the shower head on, the new shower head.
Right.
To the little guy that comes out of the wall. So, okay, and I put the tape, but yeah.
Is your hot tub guy coming back, the maintenance guy, or he already fixed your hot tub?
Well, he fixed it about a year, almost 2 years ago now, if I think about it. I need to make a phone call.
If he comes by to check out your hot tub, have him check out your fucking shower head.
Yeah, I should just be like, hey, over here.
Yeah.
20 bucks.
Like, while you're here,
can you help me move this dresser that's an antique? Do you want a TV? Yeah, no, it's not a smart TV. It's just in my garage. Do you want anything?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm so bad. I don't even know how I have friends. I don't have friends. I have you.
Well, I love you, Pomona Bullets.
I love you, Medusa. So, you were having a nice little leg day.
Yeah, this morning at the gym, and then I came home. I took my mom to church, and then I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have breakfast. And after breakfast, then I'm like, oh, it's topless Sunday outside. Let me get my fucking tan on really quick before I take a shower.
Nice. I saw what you were smoking.
Yeah, a cigar. And I had a beer. That was my dessert.
You're like, this bitch. Oh, my gosh. I want to do that so bad.
You got
to
do that in your fucking hot tub.
I'm not going to be topless. I'm pretty sure there's some freaksoids that.
Oh, well, that's because if you actually had it's so weird that, like, I guess in Oregon, like, you don't have like actual brick walls for your fucking, I guess, you know what I'm talking about, for your fences or whatever.
Right.
I guess. It's so weird just to like look and see your next door neighbor's backyard.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
That's why I want that patio to go over, and I'm like, I want to enclose it and just like drop some like bamboo little like,
yeah,
curtains and
that
stuff.
Would look cool. Yeah, it's to make it more private.
That would be private, but who cares if I'm naked in the hot tub? Like, I want to do a topless. Like, I have fucking marks from my wife. Well, not wife beaters. What do we call them now? What's the proper term?
Oh, tank tops. I don't remember what my daughter told me. I call them wife beaters. Pretty little limb wife beaters.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I have that.
Domestic abuse beaters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just got out of the Pinta fucking shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. With my black bra.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But I have that tan mark.
From your tank tops?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have that too.
I hate that. I mean, it's not so bad, but I just miss the sun. And everyone's like, you don't hate it when it's 100 degrees here? Fuck no, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's like the sun saying hello. I'm like,
hello, I'm here.
Yeah, hello. You need to fucking tan. You have beautiful olive skin, you bitch. Get out there.
Right? Make it more bronzed and olivey.
Yes. I just, yeah. And it's not a fake tan. No, I wasn't in the capsule. I was actually in the fucking sun. I'm telling you, this is like insane. It's insane. It's insane.
What's going on with your son for summer? Is he doing more karate or he's just hanging out?
Nah, he's hanging out. We did a trip to the Vegas thing, but that,
yes.
Okay. It was good. I'm actually going to be positive about it. Like, all the negatives, there's always going to be some hiccups, but it was okay.
Well,
and
good.
Other than that, he's just doing his karate, his sparring. Yeah, and we've just been fatties. We've been eating a lot. And you know I don't eat like that much. My food is my fuel. I don't do that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I only have a window because I do suffer from GERD and stuff. But, you know, sometimes when I'm depressed, I'm depressed because I eat and I eat because I'm depressed. Sometimes I'm just like making all kinds of stuff. I'm like, teriyaki bowls. Let's do this.
Oh, well, that's okay to eat that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I take a gummy or something, it's like carrot sticks sometimes I do eat a fucking Haagen-Dazs ice cream and I regret it, but.
Oh, because you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
You're hilarious. Well, you know, you could probably take those tablets or whatever they have for the people who are lactose intolerant. they take some kind of tablet or whatever before they eat dairy, I want to say. I could be wrong, though.
They could. Who knows? I'll add it to my Monday fucking pill box. Like,
shit.
I feel so old. I'm just like, whoa. Pomona bullets. But I've been like, I looked at myself the other day and I was doing some yoga. And yes, my thighs are kind of on fire right now. But
well, good.
But I looked at myself and I'm like, my butt doesn't look bad for being 32 years old.
There you go. Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. But you're doing leg days. I'm like, I need to start talking to you more about, like, what the hell? Put me on a regimen.
When you do yoga, or what do you do for your legs then? You're just doing yoga? Or just, if you do home, I know you like to work out at home. So if you just, like, do squats while you're watching TV and, like, stationary lunges and going up and down your stairs, that'll work.
Yeah, I do start. That. And that's why I'm like, my butt doesn't look so bad. It looks pretty cute.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm getting like little jetpacks though. So I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like,
what are jetpacks?
Girl, you know what we used to say about all the jetpacks.
What are jetpacks? I don't even remember. I remember the term jetpacks, but I don't remember what it was in reference to.
Okay, remember we used to say homeboy looks like he has a pack of hot dogs in the back of his head, or... And then we said that there was one gal in particular, and we used to call her jetpacks because it was just like a flap.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have it like that. You know, I'm not that bad. I stepped on the scale and I was like, damn, I'm a 141. Ugh. Fuck.
I'm still trying to remember who we called jetpacks.
Oh, I can't say. I think your name.
Brother or my brother was the one who came up with that name.
I thought we did. Our drunken asses did. Yeah, we were fucking mean.
Oh my God. We called everybody jetpacks back in the day.
I know. And we said hot dogs. And we called them pack of hot dogs.
Oh my fucking God. Yeah, I can't believe that. I totally forgot about that.
We're fucking mean, girl. I'm telling you.
I forgot about that.
Girl, get out of here, jetpacks. Like, those rolls, damn. And we thought we were whispering. They heard us.
Yeah, I have a really bad problem with thinking when I'm whispering. Everybody's like, no, everybody heard what you just fucking said.
Me too. That's why your brother kicked us out of his house so many times. He's like, get the fuck out of here, you psycho.
Oh my God.
He's like, this is my son's christening party. And
well, wrong time to have alcohol and Pomona bullets and Baroque Medusa at the fucking stint, okay?
No. Your poor brother. Oh, if he listens to this. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah, sorry. I remember, I want to say that was like, was it my... Okay, so it had to have been the younger nephew that was the christening, because I remember, I want to say you were there, and then I want to say my nephew who got christened, his godparents were there. And I think that's when I got the godmother hooked on, or I spiked her Gatorade with vodka and she ended up being really nice after that.
You were so crazy. And you were like, you didn't give a fuck. And I was like, oh my God, she went to the bathroom. Stop it. You're like spiking her drink.
And I just remember like, after the fact, and then I came over, I guess, whenever I went back over to my brother's after that, he's like, look, I don't know what you fucking did to her drink, but you need to do that every fucking time because she's so much nicer. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I know. Well, because we were nice enough to come back the next day and help clean.
I was drunk. I don't remember, but I just fucking love you because you were my sidekick from day one.
We got that party crunk.
That's right. Shit. Who cares if it's a 6-month-old being christened?
All these little, I still have the little, it was like so like godly and just like
you
nice.
You still need to send me the picture that I guess Julian took of me and you at Chili's, or is that picture you say? Because I still haven't seen it.
Oh, girl. Yes. That's every time you call me, that's what shows up. I put that picture.
Take a screenshot. Yeah. Can you take a screenshot and send that to me after?
For sure.
Okay, because I'm just curious, because I'm like, man, that's a long fucking time ago, girl, like 20 years.
And it's like, I never even changed my makeup. Why am I still wearing the same lipstick color? The same hoops?
Because that's what you do.
The same wife beaters, like just different color. I was wearing a turquoise blue one that day. And it was just always the same. And we're always like, but we're so kind. We're always like, peace.
Once the alcohol started flowing, we were nice.
Yeah, I know. Until you called them the bartender moobs. And then we get kicked out.
And I felt them up too. I don't know. Whatever. God,
I know. But we went to the movies, take a nap.
Yeah, right. We had to sleep it off. Shit.
Most expensive nap ever.
Drink and drive or take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I want to go to court in handcuffs?
Or... Right. Shit. The movies it is.
Good old Edwards Theater.
It's still there. I thought about Chili's the other day. I'm like, man, me and Pomona Bullets need to do a Chili's run together.
We do. You know what the fucked up thing is? Oregon doesn't have Chili's here.
Are you serious?
My pops gave me.
I thought that's like a national food chain.
Nah. We don't have Dunkin' Donuts or Chili's. I'm like, what?
This is ludicrous. I guess major food restaurants or food chain or restaurant chains, I guess that they're called.
Applebee's.
Ugh, whatever.
I know. Fuck Applebee's. I hate Applebee's. And their stupid $1 margaritas. Fuck you. Like,
it's all margarita mix and no tequila.
It's a fucking slushy from 7-Eleven. Like,
right?
It's nothing in it. Fucking dollar margarita. Fuck off. I don't know. I hate Applebee's, but we have Applebee's. But there's some shit here that we don't have in Kelly. Like, there's Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I went to Cracker Barrel when I had to go. When I worked in downtown LA, they sent me to training in Chicago, and they had Cracker Barrel. I guess that's the equivalent of IHOP, maybe. I guess
I think so.
I fucking loved it. Yeah, it tasted a lot better. Their fucking white gravy or their creamy gravy. Oh my god, that shit is fucking good.
I know. I was like, no wonder why you guys are like beast mode here. Like, I mean, I don't know. I would like to, if I can't beat you guys, I'll join you because I'm not going to ride the bikes. I know Oregon does a lot of bike riding, but ever since Dana White said no Pelotons, I'm like, fuck the Pelotons.
Right. Yeah.
Not doing it. I support my UFC. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, everybody is just so beast mode. Just like, hey, I think the bigger your beer belly, like the hotter you are or some shit. I don't know. Crazy.
Speaking of beast mode, I just found out that beast mode, Marshawn Lynch does a fucking podcast with Gavin Newsom.
Shut up.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to peg you down a notch, boy, because why are you on a, and it's called politicking.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what, Marshawn? I love you, but I'm going to have to put you down a notch because, yeah, absolutely not.
Oh, no, Marshawn.
Yeah, totally. That just totally, I don't know.
Broke my heart. I have a broken heart.
Yeah, heartbroken is the understatement.
Fucking hashtag, I'm crying here.
Right? Sad tears, not happy tears.
Yeah. What the hell? No.
That's what I said. I'm like, all right, whatever. To each his own.
Yep. Girl, I'll tell you what. I am going to confess something. And I'm so big on not watching garbage TV. Because I'm like, why am I going to kill my brain cells? Like, this is just like fucking like the news and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm the same.
But I fucking accidentally watched. I did. Because I couldn't find my remote. It fell between my mattress and my bed frame. And I was just like, whatever. I know my TV's going to turn off. And I went to sleep. And it's like one of those things where, you know, when somebody's asleep and you can whisper in their ear and they wake up and they, okay. So I kind of think maybe that's what TV does. But I did wake up and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why are the lights on the TV? Like, I like it. And I was like, the fucking timer didn't go off. And it was like 2 a.m. And then I started watching this shit. And I'm like, what? Wow. I turn it off. I get up. I find my remote. I dig into the mattress and everything. I fucking find that shit. And I turn it all off. And I go to bed. And then I find myself the next day, like, what happened to Gino and Jasmine? What happened with this 90 Day Fiance shit? Like, what is going on? Like,
oh, was that on? I've never watched that. Everybody, like, you need to watch it. And I'm like, I think I'll pass.
Yeah, girl, do not. It's a trap. I think it was like a subliminal message. It was in my head. And I was like, what happened to Gino? So they're going to go to a mansion. There's a tell all. Like, what is going on? These people actually, like, so now I'm like obsessed. Like, I need to know.
So did you watch it then?
Well, I'm not going to like do one of those like all day, let me catch up shit. But
okay,
I did. I started watching it. I was like, whoa. Why didn't it make me feel so much better about my life? Like, it's a little addicting. It was just like, what? And the girl's like, this girl, she's from Panama. She has the boobs, like all, she's just her lips, like everything is just, she's like, just, you know, she's like a Barbie, whatever. Okay. And she's with this dude. And I don't know, but I saw the what's it called? The commercial or what they, when they're trying to like promote, like, oh, next, the tell all. They're in this. She's like, you need to say why you don't fuck me and this and that. And tell them about the last porn search you did. Tell them. And they're like, what did he search up? I was like, ooh, what did Gino search up? I just want to know, was it like the big women? Was it guy on guy? Like, I need to know, Gino. What are you doing?
So did he say?
I don't know. It's tonight.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
No.
All right. Well, I'm not going to watch it, clearly. Do so not. You're going to have to fill me in next week.
Oh, I will. I don't know what's going on with these people, but it's like, you know what? Obviously, if you can't find somebody in the States, it doesn't seem like it's going to work if you find somebody out of the States. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, people are lonely.
You know what? Me included. I'm like, wah. Maybe I should go and let me go and see if somebody would like to spot me a cup of tea.
Tea and crumpets.
I like chocolate cake.
We all like chocolate cake, bitch.
Nope.
So when are you going to decide if you're going to go to, sorry, I'm making noise. If you're going to go to the fair or not.
So that's the thing. So these tickets are $57. I'm like,
For a fucking fair?
Girl, for the concert. And I'm like, do I really want to?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, do I want to pay $57?
For Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
Hard fucking pass, bitch.
Yeah, and like, nah, I'm sure somebody's going to put a YouTube video somewhere online. Like, I don't know. And that's the thing. I get this all the time. You need to go out, Pomona Bullets. You need to accept these offers. You need to stop being so depressed and being
at home. Maybe if it was like, I don't know, not Color Me Bad.
I know. not for $57. I mean,
or, yeah,
please. No. I just can't even imagine. I had to GTS, like, what are these guys? I don't even know their names.
And the lead singer was arrested back in the day for assaulting his wife. So maybe that's why he's doing this tour.
And I'm like, and Sir Mix-a-Lot? Bro. Like,
baby got back, and by baby, I mean the kettle that's for sale.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't know I don't know. I don't know if I want to pay $57. I mean, yes, I was invited. But yes. It's one of those invites that's kind of like, let us know when you're here. Like, we're not sitting next to each other. It's not like a group event. It's just like, oh, hey, let us know when you're here. Maybe we'll find you somewhere.
No, I think you should do something that you want to do.
Sleep.
Well, okay, then you fucking sleep.
Nah, you know what? I'm just like, I don't know.
Take your son out for dinner. That'll be like $57. Yeah. That'll be worth it.
Yeah, and that's just one ticket. Can you imagine me and my son? I was going to drag my son with me.
He's been like, who the fuck is Color Me Bad, Mom?
He's like, I don't know. I don't know what any of he knows what New Kids on the Block is. And I was like,
wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. I will still dance to the right stuff.
I was never a New Kids on the Block person. What? That's so weird. No, I never was. I was in high school, I want to say, when they were out.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, never got into them.
You couldn't be.
I don't know why. I just didn't.
I don't know. Well, yeah, they weren't all that. But were you?
They still go on tour.
I know. They have like a cruise line or some shit. And I'm like,
oh my God, really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I used to like Jordan Knight.
I need to look and see what they all look like. The only one that I know I see all the time is the fucking Donnie Wahlberg guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all married. He's all wifey'd up with, what's her name?
The blonde McCarthy. Yeah, yeah. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're still fucking married, to be honest. I thought, I'm like, wow, just Hollywood marriages don't last. So the fact that they're still fucking married, that's crazy.
I mean, this is going to be really shitty to say, but it's just facts. When you have like a autistic child and stuff, like, I mean, you kind of have to settle for whoever wants to help you out. Like, she has an autistic child. So.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I remember she used to talk about him all the time, or she, I guess, what's the proper word? Not put him on a soapbox, but you know how like some celebrities, like they parade their kids around and shit like that?
Yes.
I don't know what the proper term is, but and I shouldn't say that she did that, but that's what it seemed like she was doing back in the day. So, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if she was just trying to like make awareness, and maybe she
was,
that's
like, probably what she was doing. I misspoke, but whatever.
But it's just like, yeah. When you got kids, like,
you have to be grown now, though, because that was like back in the day when she was talking about him all the time.
Yeah, wasn't she like on Singled Out or something back then?
Yeah, she was. I want to say.
Yeah, I don't. Is she? Actually, I think we talked about this before. She's actually related to Melissa McCarthy.
Yes, I didn't think they were, but I think Melissa said they were. But I don't think they're friendly, or they don't get along, or whatever, because they never talk about each other.
No, but I think Melissa McCarthy is funny AF. Like,
yes, I love her too. I haven't seen any, or I guess, does she still do movies? I know she was on that TV show for the longest, and then from there she started doing movies, but I don't know if she's done anything lately.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. But I know she's on like the, what is it, Trivago commercials or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess when I see that, I'll have to pay attention the next time.
I'm like, okay, girl, come on. Do some more throat punches.
Right?
She is hilarious. I love that lady.
That movie that she did with Jason Bateman. Where
Identity Theft.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I was gonna say the Identity Theft movie. I guess that's the name of it too. That one was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. She's so funny. I like that one where she was with her mom and she got like, or her grandma. What was that one called?
I don't know. There was a movie she did with Sandra Bullock, too. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That one was great.
That was so funny. Yeah. Yeah. She's hilarious. That girl, we could be friends.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. How hot is it supposed to hit?
It's a little bit cooler, I guess, this week. I don't know. Like, maybe 100. I don't know. Yesterday was like under 100, which was great. Like, I want to say it was the last week or the week before, it was like fucking 110. And I was just like, I'm dying.
Shit. 110?
Yeah. So hopefully that just stays. You know what? This morning when I walked Fenway at around 4 a.m. when I got up, it was fucking cold outside. I'm like, it felt like fall was coming on. And I'm just like, and then I got in the car to go to the gym and it was 60 degrees by car red. And I'm like, why can't it just be 60 degrees every fucking morning? Like, because the last couple mornings or last week, it was like already 70 degrees at 6 a.m. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, this is just not. No.
Damn. I know. I don't even understand. The other day I told you, or the last time we were podcasting, it was like pouring rain. And I was like, yeah. I had the window open. I'm like, what the fudge is
fucking
this?
Hawaii.
God, I know. Where's the monsoon? Like, geez, this is insane. It's insane. But I was like, yes, please water my grass.
Right? So you don't have to?
My poor gardeners came, and they're like, it's all fucking yellow. It's like straw. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I had to conserve water. I have a sprinkler system, and I don't even use it. I don't know.
Who cares? You're fine.
Yeah, it just sucks when I'm trying to lay out there, and then it's like just all just prickly, and you know,
you lay on the grass.
I have a lounge chair.
I was just gonna say, lay on a lounge chair. That's what I do.
Yeah, I try to, but then there's all these wasps and lizards.
Oh, did you take care of the wasps on your fence or whatever?
I have a wasp trap or that little.
Oh yeah,
thing
that's right. Did it work?
There's a lot of bugs in there, but not too many wasps. But the wasps, I think they're smart. They're just like, oh shit, never mind. I'm fucking moving. They didn't go in there, so.
I fucking hate wasps.
That's not why. I was like, you can sting me more than once. Get out of here.
I didn't know that. Oh, so they don't die after they sting like how bees do?
No.
Fuck wasps.
I know. Shit. These motherfuckers are going to stab you up. Like, bop, 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 bop. Like, bee is just like, this is my last attempt for life. And then they give up. They're like, yeah. Bees are just like, you get that little stinger out and they're dead. They're dead. Once their stinger's in you and it's off their like abdomen or whatever, they're dead. Not wasp, not yellow jackets. These motherfuckers are just going to sting you. Like if there's a swarm, guess what? If there's 200 of them,
dead.
You're gonna get stung like fucking 600 times. Like everybody's going to sting you. Like you're dead. You are dead.
Did not know that.
Yeah, they're mean. They're so mean and ugly. Just like me. I should probably like them.
All right, Pomona Bullets, we're rounding up on 50 minutes. Do you have any parting words for our listeners for the week?
I do not. I just wish everybody a very, very productive week. And when somebody says good morning, do not reply. There's nothing good about the morning. Because that's what I do. And I think that we should just look at, hey, it's another day.
Okay. And I wish everybody a good week as well. And if you're out in the sun, just fucking stay hydrated, I guess.
There
I
you go. Libated and hydrated.
That's right. There's two hands, one for water, one for alcohol. Use them both.
Double fist.
That's right, bitch. All right. On that note, we are out.
Peace.
Peace.